Blog Talk Radio.
The people are talking, but I don't care. I'm 21, far from done. I've just begun. Wrap your chalk round this stick of cheese. Blow this gauge and get high with me. Good tea is my weakness. I know it's bad. It sends me gay, and I can't wait, I'm Viper Man.
Should be unmuted now. Testing out the USB headset deal this morning, and it's not morning where you are, Ronnie, but actually, Ronnie, you can help me out here. How are my levels? Can you hear me at all, first of all? If you can, you can probably, can you tell that I'm on the headset? Is the audio dropping in and out? Sounds good. Great. Solves that problem. So I'm kind of just waiting for Red Eye to finish up here. Trying to figure out who this chick is that's on Red Eye right now. She's fucking hot. She's married, though. She's got a ring on, but god damn, I gotta find her on Twitter. Anywho, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play some music. Tried to load up I'm doing it old school style here tonight. Bringing it back, BTR swaggy style here. And, yeah, so I've been trying to upload some stuff that's fairly new, and also some classics. I was able to pull in Rambo. I don't know if you've been around BTR lately, Ronnie, but gotta watch out for Rambo. And anywho, I want to go and just, Ronnie, I know you're always up on the new music. Something, I mean, what is it? It's Wednesday now. So Tuesday, we just had a bunch of releases on Tuesday. So you must have come down from your initial boner. What have you been listening to? Do you hear that? Dude, do you hear that when like I get the message cue thing that blink? Tell me if you heard that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I've got like 12,000 windows. I'm trying to figure out who this chick is on Red Eye. Okay, you know what? That's it. I'm just going to go into some music here, figure out who this chick is, and be right back. What should I play here? Why don't I play this for you? Since you're beneath everything, Ronnie, I got this track here from Shooter Jennings and Hydrophant. This Shooter Jennings, like, he did this, came out earlier this year. He did this project with this band called Hydrophant. It's like a stoner rock mega concept record, you know? And it's called Everything Is Illusion, is the track. The name of the album is, I believe it's Black Ribbons, if I'm not mistaken. Black Ribbons, I don't know. Maybe you're familiar with it. But he's been playing this in its entirety. It's a concept record that's narrated by Stephen King, of all people. And I can't remember if this track has Stephen King on it. I think it does, but we'll find out. Because I got to find out who this chick is on Red Eye. Be right back.
Come on, girl, make me want you.
Yeah. So that's off a concept record. So obviously that abruptly ends because it like segues into another song. And I was wrong. Stephen King is not on that track. At least I don't think so. Anywho, I want to thank you for joining us here. Beneath Everything, Jeff Gallion. Gallion, is that right? Gallion. Jeff Gallion. And our good friend Rambo hanging in with us here. That was Shooter Jennings and Hydrophant off of Black Ribbons, I believe it is. And checking out the new headphones here. Rambo is back and he wants Primus. Unfortunately, Rambo, I have not uploaded a new Primus jam since I last did this and played that last track for you. And I don't like repeating things that quickly. But, I mean, if the people demand it, the people demand it, right? Maybe I'll get to some Primus later. Actually, you know what? I played that last time Rambo called in or was in the chat, and I played American Life off of the June 2010 rehearsal EP that they put out. It was like four rehearsal tracks, and they do a pretty cool version of American Life with Jay Lane, who was the drummer for this incarnation of Primus. They're currently on tour with various acts, including Gogo Bordello and Mariachi El Bronx. So that's muy bueno. Play some Rush. I don't have any Rush queued up right now, but I'll look into that. I'll get back to you on the Rush. Or maybe, yeah. Anyhow, if you want to call in, chop it up, the number is 347-826-7667. We can talk about anything you want to. I'm pretty much trying to keep up with everything that's going on. I was very happy to see that Bristol Palin, Bristol the Pistol, was able to make it into another week of Dancing with the Stars. Very proud of her. I'm a big Dancing with the Stars fan. Last season it was Aaron. A chick who works for ESPN, and she got caught filmed by the paparazzi, filming through her peephole. She got a rocking body. Yeah. So she was my eye candy last season. And so far this season, I think it's Bristol. Bristol, I want to see Bristol really let go, blossom, and flower as a young woman. I think she's going to be, I think she's a future prospect. Just give her a chance. Let her loosen up a little bit. Yeah, so that's going on. Really kind of slow news-oriented items. I'll tell you what, though, I'm pretty stoked. I found out who she is. Oh my God, this babe on Red Eye, Leanne Tweeden, total FHM, whatever model. She's fucking hot. Oh my God, she's got a big rock on her finger, though, so it doesn't really, I guess I'm not really going to be in the running for that. But I found out who she was, and she does not look like she's worth following on Twitter because she hasn't. She's tweeted like 9 times, the last time being in July 16th, 2009. She said, "Hot, hot, what's your thought on men?" And that was it. But yeah, she's hot. So the mystery is solved. But what do we got here? Let's see what. I'm going to look into some more Primus off of that rehearsal while I play that track that I was talking about for Rambo. Sorry, man. This is the only thing I uploaded on my computer. I'll try to load some more. But if you want to get loaded up on my switchboard here, feel free to call in 347-826-7667. And this is Primus. I'll be right back.
Liberty, liberty, liberty. living up the streets now in East L.A., residing in a cardboard box. Plays a little guitar and he has a small dog, searching for aluminum can. Holds on tight to his dignity.
Primus with American Life. Les said something there at the end. It's very faint and in the background, but if you turn it up really loud, you can probably hear what he says. I don't know what he says. But that was off of their free EP that they put out on their website. Excuse me. I have rather dry throat this evening, which is quite unfortunate. But, I'm trying to keep myself hydrated here. It was very rough, 100 and something degrees today in the Bay Area? It was sick. It's wrong. I stayed in all day. Air conditioning, Starbucks. What do you want? You just can't go anywhere. It's 102 degrees outside. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Ronnie holding it down beneath everything, just like the old days. Bringing it back. Rambo, that was for you. I'm working on some more stuff for you. Some more Primus off of that EP, the free EP I was trying to tell you about. It's on primusville.com. They have a 4-song EP, which includes that track I just played, American Life. These are their sessions. I guess they had some rehearsal sessions that they recorded with their the latest incarnation of the band, Jay Lane, taking over on drums. And they're on tour right now, so I'm sure that's something you want to check out if you like Primus. I got a request for some Rush as well. I'll try to fulfill that a little bit later in the show. Stay tuned for that. I'll also play another track off of that EP. Of Primus with Jay Lane. I'm doing a little housekeeping here. Just want to remind you that if you feel like giving me a call, you can reach me at 347-826-7667. Yeah. So working on getting some tunes lined up here for my man. I'm not even in it. Okay, here we go. Jeff Gallion. Jeff Gallion? Gallion. Jeff Gallion requested some Rush, so we're going to get to that as soon as we can. Rambo, thanks for sticking it out. I know you're snoozing over there in the corner, but it's all good in Le Hood. Looks like people are smoking and toking and smiling and feeling fine. Maybe even feeling a little irie. Which we can very easily turn this into a little irie shakedown dance party. Which is what we're going to do. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Or if you know any chicks that are online somewhere that want to hang out and chat on the air and tell us their deepest, darkest fantasies, feel free to solicit them to call into the show on my behalf. You have my permission for that. And I'm going to go on this track here. Feeling good, feeling irie. On Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct right here on BTR. Be right back.
Track. Oh, my Skype thing just crashed on me. Fucking retarded. So I'm on my cell phone now. I don't know. Ronnie, tell me if it sounds any better or worse, or if it doesn't really, I know it doesn't really matter, but just curious about the overall quality of the programming I'm presenting to you folks here this fine Wednesday morning. Or late Tuesday night, if you're in the Pacific Ocean. Big ups, Ronnie Rucker, coming through. Appreciate it. Jeff and Rambo, sticking tight. I'm working on some tracks for you guys. I think I'm, still working on some more Primus, some more Rush. Willing to take requests that I can probably not fulfill, but we'll play other tracks and play it off as if I am fulfilling it. So look out for that. Yeah. So sweet. Successful uploads. Awesome. Oh, girl, BTR. Gotta love it. Love to hate it. Sounds better on Skype. All right. Yeah, I'm going to try to get my Skype back up and running. So while I'm doing that, you guys can listen to how about, you know, I was saying, you know, I forget what I was saying. Let's just go into this track right here, some Rack Dre. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Mac Treacy. Mac Treacy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where you been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hubba rock. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the R-O-M-P, Bo Philly. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
you. And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15 knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Triggity. Back in the D, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with tibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the steel, I'm running with the peel. Going for two with the double R crew. Doing what I do,
what I do.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D-R-E-Bionic. Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunt into two bells with D-Con, cause he keeps D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho. Leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac Dre doing what he do, or what he did, but still does it vicariously through his music. And after we do that, now let's, we're going to reverse back here, back to that Primus free EP that came out. Here's another track from that. This is Pudding Time. This is for Rambo, who wanted more Primus. Well, I didn't have it earlier.
We'll be right back.
putting down children. So I'm back here on the, oh, we're doing a little bit of that. So anywho, that was putting time off that free EP. If you go to primusville.com, look for the 4-song EP, yeah, I'm going to play some Rush for you, Ronnie. Fuck yeah. Dude, I'm going to, if I have it within my, my grasp, I will deliver for the people. You know what I'm saying? So, in honor of Jeff, who's since pooped out on us because he can fucking stick it out through another Primus song, the fucking pussy. If you would have hung in there a little bit longer, you would have heard this. Dedicated to that asshole Jeff who came through here earlier crying about me not playing Rush, and I like Rush to get his Rush as fast as I can, and a fucking pussy can't hang out an extra 10 minutes enjoying a passage to Bangkok off of 2112 I'd have known somebody would have been chatting tonight with such a big boner for Rush, I would have just played all of 2112 and shut the fuck up. Which at this point is probably a better idea. Maybe I should just do that. Anywho, I'm glad that Ronnie and Rambo, little R&R, holding me down in the background as I go downtown with some more tracks. What else do I got here? So how am I sounding now? I should be better now. I'm on the back on the Skype. So I had a little. I tried to hydrate myself. I got a little water. Still a little. Yeah, totally. Rambo, thank you. Sorry, just checking out the chat room here. Yeah, Rambo, please make sure to mention that to Jeff. And, you know, I'm not going to erase this. So if he wants to see me talking shit, it's fine. But if he would have just held his panties on a little bit longer, he would have gotten his Bangkok. But no. Better, very digital. Digital, well, yeah, I don't doubt that it's digital. I don't know how bad digital it is. I guess I'll just have to listen back to it after this whole nightmare's over with. So, yeah, that was Rush there. Before that, Primus. None of that material really new. That recording of Putting Time was, of course, from those sessions that are on that EP. I played half of the EP. That EP, you go to primusville.com. It's for free. You download it if you like Primus. You want to hear some updated jams, versions of their jams. We got those two tracks, and there's two more. I forgot what they are. It was like, I don't know. Only so much RAM capacity here in this little noggin. You know what I'm saying? But, I'll play this. The new Black Angels is coming out. I know that because I tune into Ronnie Rucker's show, Beneath the Everything Radio, on Saturday nights on, what's it, Justin TV or Livestream or Ustream. We stream, we all stream for Beneath Everything. Anyways, Ronnie got me interested in the Black Angels. This is Telephone off of Persephone Dream. And speaking of telephone, if you have one that's functional and you feel like it, you can call me at 347-826-7667. The floor is yours. Explore the space. Call in. Let's shake it up. Or not. I can keep playing jams. Don't matter. I'm just trying to test out the equipment here. Going for a little maiden voyage here. So there you have it. I'm back on the Skype now. Anyways, here's that track. I'll be right back.
attuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Are open 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay holding you down for 32 more minutes for hopefully some desperate chick to give us a call and get us all to whack off and time to sack out for the night, you know? I know who I'm going to dream about tonight. Tonight it's going to be Leanne Tweenin. She does have a Twitter. Found out she has a Twitter. But let's check. Google that chick. She was on Red Eye tonight. Fucking nice. Nice stuff. Very, very, very good effort from her. I'm a devout fan of Red Eye, I have to admit. I don't watch very many TV shows. For me right now, it's Dancing with the Stars and Red Eye, basically. And I tweet nonstop. So, yeah, Michael Bolton gets knocked off of Dancing with the Stars. Let's see, so that means Bristol can probably hang on for at least another couple of more rounds. Get her to show a little bit more cleavage, a little more skin, let her hair down a little bit more, get a little bit raunchier, a little bit dirtier. Wow, Pinch. Pinch sent me speaking of Red Eye, I just got a fucking a tweet from Pinch. He says, hey, I just heard that Evil Love Evil has, that's this chick, she's like a 21-year-old, like, or maybe she's like early 20s, Indian chick, light-skinned Indian chick, with nice rock-hard body, but she's like into hip-hop, but she's also like hardcore, like conservative, she likes Red Eye. So Pinch, who if you watch the show Red Eye, you know who Pinch is. If you don't, he's the New York Times. Anyways, Pinch says to me, hey, I heard that Evil Love Evil, which is that chick, her name's Evil Love Evil, has a braless day. Send pics to official Pinch at gmx.com. Wow. Wow, this chick is raunchy. Anywho, that was kind of odd, though. Pinch is never, I don't think I've ever mentioned Pinch. I follow Pinch on Twitter, but I don't know what's going on with that. I got to get dig into that. I think some shit has gone down on Twitter since I last went on there, because Twitch's been acting weird all day. Yeah. Oh. Okay, this is why the guy asks me if she has braless days. Yeah. People want to fight me over Leanne tweeting. Yeah, tweeting one. Oh, is this her real one? Oh, thank you very much. Nice. I had the wrong Leanne Tweeden account. Oh, yeah, she's so hot. That's Leanne Tweeden one. She's fucking, I guess she does, maybe she does sports on NBC, I guess. That's what it looks like from her background. Here, I'll share this with you, fellers. Yeah, I totally went Bristol to dance on my cock too, Rambo. But before she dances on yours. Yeah, dude, this chick. She was on the red eye tonight. I'm a red eye junkie. I'm a Twitter junkie. I'm a news junkie. But that was interesting. I got at replied by Pinch. Didn't even watch the show tonight. Well, I sort of watched the show. I was just watching that chick, Leanne, or whatever. Yeah, Leanne. Yeah, she's nice. Take care of her. Anywho, let's keep the ball rolling here. Moving right along. We lost Rambo. Rambo, you know what Rambo did? He went over to and downloaded Leanne's, he went to Google Images, Leanne, and he's gone later. So, anywho, that's what's up. So, yeah, so that was that. Anywho, Ronnie, it's good to have you here. Glad to see the Beneath Everything icon thingy deal schmeal thingy in the corner there. Just like old times. Laying back low in the cut. Let me play some of this for you. This is some San Jose stuff. I'm kind of running out of tracks here. I have a lot of stuff. Like, I think if you don't log into BTR for like a couple of months, they just wipe out all your music. Because I had to reconstitute all of my music. Like, it was all gone. I'm adding from scratch right now. But Ronnie, I want to turn you on to Sabretooth Zombie. I played them for Rambo last week, and he liked them. Actually, I played it for this chick last week. This chick, Amy, was kind of trolling around BTR for a while. She was into it. She's in more into like death metal and stuff. This is more just like straight up hardcore. But this is a band from San Jose. It's off my friend's label, 12 gauge. 12 gauge records. That's my dude's, that's my homeboy's record label, 12 gauge records. The band is Sabretooth Zombie. This is Dangerous Beat. Right here on Disorderly Conduct. Is brought to you in part by candy corn. It's that time of the year again, kids. Candy corn. also brought to you by Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins. So those are my favorite. When Halloween comes around, I love candy corn, but the marshmallow cream pumpkins are just sin. It's sin. It's like a little nugget of sin. So good. That's a really good mellow cream pumpkin, I gotta tell you. So yeah, Sabretooth Zombie. I think they have a new record out. They put out like a 7-inch or something. They put out a CD like last year, but they just put out these random like one or two song single, split single things. But check them out, 12 Gauge Records. I put 12 Gauge Records in there. Definitely check out Leanne Tweeden though. That is where it's at. This portion of the program is brought to you by Leanne Tweeden and Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins. And Dancing with the Stars. So yeah, I was going to dial in 12 Gauge Records. 12... I'm like trying to, there we go. I'm trying to post this in the chat room here. TGREX.com. TGREX.com. Let's check it out. How much time do we have left in this show? What time is it? Oh, we got till 2, right? We got another 20 minutes to go here. 20 minutes to take calls. Or not. At 347-826-7667. So, yeah, here's 12 Gauge Rex. I'm going to... It's TGREX.com. 12 Gauge Records is what... Sabretooth Zombie is off of. And I'm pasting that in the chat room there. It's a cool label. It's the brainchild of a friend of mine, Jihad, who is got a nice little lineup of mostly hardcore bands. Yeah, Sabretooth Zombie's got some other release. Another EP. Yeah. Yeah, so there you have it. All right. Time to binge on some Mellow Cream Pumpkins. Support our sponsors. Well, since it's just me and you, Ronnie, let me play this thing for you. This is your new music. This is a new thing you may or may not be into. But this just came out. It's called Beats Antique. And this track is called Spider Bite. This is probably, I've kind of like on Twitter, I've stumbled upon all these different characters, I guess. And through, you know, following followers and seeing something retweeted or whatever, I stumbled into Beats Antique, and I'm kind of so-so on it, but if I had to pick one track from that whole record, the new Beats Antique, it would be Spider Bite. That's this track. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Just like that, the song disappears. Isn't that amazing? The wonder of modern audio technology. It's really breathtaking. So I just worked down like about, I don't know, 50 Mellow Cream Pumpkins during that track that played. I'm proud to admit that. So, of course, yes, but beneath everything, Ronnie Wrecker always has his finger on the pulse. He's already heard of I don't even know what the name of that was. Beat Off Masters. I don't know what the fuck they were called again. Whatever. Yeah, as far as I listened to the whole record, and the John Popper track was okay. It's probably my third favorite track on there. But that's about it. There's probably three tracks that I thought were cool. And that one was the coolest one by far. Yeah, Beat Antique or Beats Antique, whatever it is. Just Google Beats Antique. Beat Antique. Yeah, exactly. It's just basically a guy who makes beats. Like these guys, they get fucking hired as DJs or beat makers or quote producers or whatever. They hook up with MCs sometimes. They do parties and shit. They make beats and they release their little records with just all their beats and stuff. That's what you expect it to be. It's totally overproduced. Just turning way too many knobs and pressing way too many buttons for my taste, really. But, yeah, there you have it. So we got about 15 minutes left to go here. No, we have 10 minutes left to go. We're almost done. Thank God. This nightmare is over. Almost over. But there's still 12 minutes for you to call in and join in the merriment that has disorderly conduct, this abbreviated impromptu broadcast, which I actually fulfilled some requests tonight. The people that requested them didn't stick around long enough to actually hear them played, but yeah. So anywho, here's another, speaking of Ronnie Rucker, here's another song that I have in my collection as a result of tuning into his show, which you should definitely check out. Was it Saturday night? 10 o'clock Pacific with Ronnie Rucker. Oh, hey, Candy Crush. Well, what do you know? Speaking of some other notorious BTR folks, hosts of shows, Candy Crush, who I believe have a program called The Quickie or A Quickie or Let's Have a Quickie or Listen to Us While we Have a Quickie or something to that effect. But with 2 Ks, it's just 2 Ks. It's not 3 Ks. Candy and Crush. There's just 2 of them. There's not 3. There's 2. It's Candy and Crush. It's a duo. Not a trio. Duo. Duo. Due. Oh, girlfriend, I'm so glad to have you here. Sorry you had to come through so late. We only have 9 minutes to go here, baby. Unless you want to hop on board now and help me sail through this last 10 minutes here. We can make it really exciting for the folks. The number is 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay holding it down for you for 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. Unless, I don't know, maybe Candy Crush wants to call in and we can go into overtime and get really naughty. Or not. Or we could talk about stuff. You missed it, Candy. I was like, right here, Candy Crush. Which one are you, Candy or Crush? I don't know. Can you hear me? Is the audio? I'm unmuted. I'm pretty sure I'm unmuted. Yeah, totally unmuted. Anyways, gonna have Candy Crush here. Yeah, we have 9 minutes to go here. 9 minutes to take your calls right here on disorderly conduct, which has been kind of a non-eventful disorderly conduct. We haven't done any conduct that's been anywhere near disorderly. So, Candy, you called just in time. Or you can call just in time. You joined the chat just in time, but feel free to call in and promote your show. The Quickie. Le Quickie. Because I'm not going to get it right, baby. You guys, those girls are crazy. Don't let those girls host your show, though. if you're gonna have somebody fill in for you, don't have those. They will take over your show, guaranteed. You'll have no control over it. They'll tarnish your reputation for years, and they'll convert all your fans to theirs. So they have a little quickie. Naughty, naughty girls with their little quickies in the afternoon. What am I doing up? Baby, I'll tell you what I'm doing up. I'm doing this. I'm doing BCR with you, one-on-one. Don't pay any attention to Ronnie over there in the corner. He's just hanging out. It's cool. It's just you and me. Call in, baby. It's 347-826-7667. We can make it a night to remember. Don't make me have to call a penalty on you. But you can't take over my show, though. If you call in, you cannot take over my show. Okay, maybe you can take over it. But you have to, if you take it over, you got to see it out through the last 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes left. Anyhow, let's tell you what. Let's play some short. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
No, they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Brad or Mike spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short Dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the buck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short Dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Slow the whip. Slow the whip. Slow the whip. Slow the whip. Your mind is gone. Your brain is lazy. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn. Can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much. You can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A. Ask Dave Chappelle. By my rich bitch. You got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Be blow it. Blow the whip. Blow the whip. Blow the whip.
Yeah, yeah.
Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Yeah, we can't fuck with that. That's right, short. Didn't realize that track ended abruptly there. That's right, I forgot. I put all the tracks I put on here. They are all tracks that end abruptly. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Anywho, I want to thank Ronnie Rucker for sticking it out for the entirety of the show. Appreciate that. Good to see you, and it's good to play here on the BTR. Guest 9079, thanks for coming in and saving the day there at the last minute. We missed you for the pretty much the most of the show, and then you just kind of showed up at the last minute there. Anywho, I guess I should also thank Rambo for stopping through. You didn't have to do that. He did, though, and I appreciate that. And some dude named Jeff, who requested some Rush that I played, but he skipped town before he got to hear it. So fuck him. And I'm going to... Sorry, I need some more water here. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for listening. It was fun, as per usual. Looking forward to doing it again soon. And more, especially in the behind. I'm talking about something else, actually. It's a different show altogether. But we're going to go out with some Valiant Thor. New Valiant Thor just released a couple weeks ago, I guess. I think they're in the middle of a tour. I'm going to try to catch them wherever they are, if I'm near them. And this is Double Crossed off their new record that just came out, which is, okay. It's Valiant Thor. This is probably my favorite track off that record. It's Double Crossed right here on Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay, signing off. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Until next time. Good night. Good morning. Bye.
Double cross, what it costs.
And that's that. Another Disorderly Conduct in the books.